Guess who's on the phone, Ali? It's Tuesday. That means it must be Mayor Glenn time.
It's Mayor Glenn, ready to express himself. Good morning, Mayor Glenn.
I don't know if I'll do as good a job as Madonna, but we'll give it a go. Morning.
Just do what you can do.
Well, we don't want to hear about what goes on in the, you know, the private boudoir of our mayor. It's not really relevant this morning.
Serious.
It's boring, mate. It's boring.
Yeah. Look, school holidays are here, mate, and, you know, one of the... look, it's not boring for you guys. It's probably shouldn't be boring for taxpayer or for ratepayers around town either, but the budget coming down tomorrow and you're pretty excited about it, mate.
Look, a lot of work's gone into the budget. I mean, it's probably not the most exciting document, but, yeah, look, with staff and councillors have spent a lot of time going through our finances and sort of mapping the way forward for the next 12 months. So, yeah, look, that'll be released tomorrow. It's always an important day for the ratepayer.
Well, I did hear a news story during the week. Apparently, people paying the rates, the percentage of them actually owing you money has got so much less in the past a little while than what it has been in the past. So that would be a testament to your council, mate.
Oh, look, mate, I don't know. I guess, you know, we're just doing the best job we can. We're making decisions based on the information we have, and you know, it's always better if we have lesser monies in arrear. So, look, mate, I don't know. We're just doing our job and
I know. You know, you're a humble bloke, man. Yeah. So, big question is, rate rises tomorrow, do we know?
Look, if you were living in Gympie, we'd target your house in particular. We'd probably hit you with a 50% rise. But
well, you wouldn't be able to find it on Google Earth because he's had it blurred out. But anyway, I'm working to get that blurring taken off.
They track me down because they find out, you know, how to connect the water and electricity. So they track me down. Don't you worry about that. Hey, Glenn, you're going to be happy, mate, with the vaccine hub starting at the Civic Centre next week. Finally, it's been weeks and weeks, isn't it?
Mate, it's been frustrating as a council. This has been in the pipeline for a long time, but we've been bound by the cone of silence and haven't been able to... you know, come out. So, yeah, look, it's great that it's going to be there. It brings some surety and some understanding to why council hasn't opened up that facility. And the ratepayer now knows what's going on. But from a medical perspective, it's great that it's there and our residents can have, you know, very easy access to a facility.
It is fantastic. Now, Mayor Glenn, he's being a bit sneaky. Come on, be honest, Bilks. You were having a whinge earlier today. Well, he wants to know, why isn't it open this week?
Well, that's because we're not running it.
Well, I knew it was something to do with Queensland Health. I was putting it out to Queensland Health as to why they can't get it started this week. It's nothing to do with Gympie Council, but we're just happy to acknowledge the fact that we've got somewhere closer rather than heading down to school like a few people have had
to. That's right.
Yeah, look, it's been available for a long time. And I think, too, you know, with the vaccines, there's been a lot of, you know, ups and downs and uncertainty around which vaccine and which group of people are going to get it. And I think when you're planning something as big as a vaccination hub and you've got all this uncertainty in the background, it's pretty hard to make decisions and sort of put them in concrete. So, you know, it's been there and available, and I think, you know, Queensland Health have done the best they can with all the information they have, but it's just the best thing that is going to be open.
It sure is. Now, Mayor Glenn, I must admit, something that I really don't know about you is whether you're... you look like a fit rooster, but I've just been reading about the River to Rail Trail and all of the fantastic activities that people can do, families can do on school holidays. Do you get out amongst that? Are you a runner or a walker, or what do you do?
I used to be quite active. I've got to admit, there hasn't been a lot of activity in the last 18 months, but just time-wise, it's hard to sort of fit all that stuff in. But the River to Rail Trail is quite a beautiful... Well, the Mary River is very beautiful in itself, and anyone that wants to go down, and you know, particularly just on, I've been down there on sunset, and you get a lot of birds sort of getting a last minute snack before they, off the top of the water or through from the bugs that are hanging around, and it's just a beautiful way to get out and be right in the heart of a small city, and still have nature, you know, smack bang around you. So it's one of the things that makes Gympie special, and that we've got those flood prone areas right in the middle of our town that will never be developed, never be changed, so we can have nature on our back door no matter what growth happens.
And yeah, a good place to ask the lady the question too. Nice little romantic spot too.
Oh, is that are you speaking from experience there?
I never have. Just people I know have used it, and it's actually it turned out well for them. Apparently, 85% of people have said yes on those special areas.
Where are you getting that stat from?
And the other 15% got pushed in the river.
Now, moving on, Glenn, something positive, the Pro-Am this weekend. Looking forward to that. I'm assuming you're going to handicap yourself.
Mate, I've got a massive handicap. I think it's, you know, probably about 15 shots a hole.
Do you have a handicap?
What? Well, we need to define that.
Play golf.
Don't play enough golf to get into that realm to have a handicap. I'm pretty good at driving the car, but that's about all.
Now, that's my job.
we'll play a hole to see who drives the car.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
But now the Pro-Am is, you know, the new owners and the members out there have spent a lot of time and money improving the facilities in a very short space of time. I was out there yesterday afternoon. The fairways are looking beautiful. The greens are looking hot and fast. And, I mean, if you're feeling like you want to go for a bit of a stroll and have a look around and watch some quality golfing, Sunday, July the 4th, that is the place to be. And if you just want to sit up there on the 19th and get a beautiful view of a number of Gympie golf course holes, then, do that and enjoy a bit of a quiet ale and a very nice meal. The renovations that have been done out there are absolutely fantastic. It's just so exciting to see the business activity, people coming in, investing in the golf course and other facilities around the region. It's great for us.
So are you playing or are you going to be on the 19th?
No, I've actually got a bit of I fell over.
Two weeks ago
and got a bit of a fracture in my wrist.
Oh, that's right. I saw your rainbow with a cast in your arm. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so I've got an appointment with the fracture clinic tomorrow. And
not good.
They'll give me the prognosis, whether it's just a cast for another 4 weeks.
Sorry to hear that, Glenn. I thought you were faking. Anyway.
I'm on crutches next week, mate, and then, you know.
Mayor Glenn, thank you so much for filling us in.
Best of luck with the fracture clinic.
Budget being handed down tomorrow. Watch the Gympie Council Facebook page for details of that. We'll catch up with you soon again, Glenn.